ready? You think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, lots of good stuff. All available on podcastarena.com. Full show podcasts. And while you're there, you want to get a great Christmas gift, pick up an Introduction to Sports Betting Blitz style. And we have a gift card option on there, so you can buy it for the degenerate in your life, which I think is a very cool gift, especially if you've waited till the last minute, which most of you do. And you can give it to yourself, too. Nothing wrong with giving yourself a gift. But it is sweeping America, and people love it. And
sweeping the nation.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Danny Modest is back in Houston and listening to us.
That's right.
Danny is calling the games this weekend, too.
Oh, is he?
For the first time. So congratulations.
Boy. You couldn't pay me to do that now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Boy, Craig depressed me bringing up when I used to call high school football games. And that is, listen, I'll tell you why I did it. As you know, I'm not a fan of high school football. But when you start out in radio, you're making crappy money. And, you know, you can make some dough by calling these high school football games. And eventually, my show got more and more popular, I was able to charge more and more to do high school football for people. And eventually I was getting like $350-$400 a game to do high school football, which was just ridiculous. And finally they were like, we can't pay you that anymore. And then I was like, perfect. That way I don't want to do this anymore. So I just up my price every year until they said, we can't do that. And then I just stopped doing it. High school football, the play-by-play it's terrible. You can't, like, when kids do stupid things, you can't say they're doing stupid things because it makes everybody mad, and it's an ugly scene.
Yeah, it's funny though. If you like it, which like Craig Way is, he knows more about high school football than anybody.
He's an encyclopedia.
And you know, Danny loves it. If you love it, then that's a great thing.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
fun to do.
Adrian Holden is big on those high school sports. It's just not for me.
Yeah, but you like doing stuff like ring announcing because you're kind of into that, right?
Yeah, sometimes. But even that, I think I've kind of priced myself out of it.
Yeah.
I just like to go to the fights and watch the fights.
Well, that's the thing about doing anything extra with sports. It's like there are times I don't want to have to write about the Texans. I'd like to just watch the game and have a few beers. But, you know, I'd pretty much have to write something every game. And it does take a little of the fun out of it. But, you know, that's the job. That's what you do. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. All right, so here's what we're doing with these Music City Bowl tickets. If you're an A&M fan, use hashtag Music City Giveaway and tweet a picture of you and your A&M gear to at ESPN975, and whoever has the best ones, you're going to get tickets to the Music City Bowl. So
the best picture of them in A&M garb?
Yes. You got to be wearing Aggie garb.
And we are not providing travel, so you guys will have to find your own way.
Right. There. Yeah. You're going to have to get there on your own, but I'm pretty sure you've already thought about it anyway. I'm guessing a lot of you were thinking about going.
Trust me, a lot of you could use a week away from College Station in Nashville.
Yeah.
It's a great town.
Nashville's a fantastic town. It'd be great to get away from Houston just for the trip.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's hashtag Music City Giveaway. And tweet a picture of yourself in A&M gear to at ESPN975. So start firing away with that, and good luck. See, we're trying to take care of our Aggie friends. We like you guys. Yeah.
And then tomorrow we'll take care of our Cougar friends with the auction of the Peach Bowl tickets.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of friends that are going to that too.
Why aren't you going?
I can. We do that Run Houston race series, and the first one's on the first. Geez. Sorry, man. I don't want to miss the one at Sam Houston Race Park. I missed it last year because I wasn't.
You want to miss the one time UH is playing?
If there's no way I could get back, and if it had been, I already had a flight booked to Glendale. Had it been the Fiesta Bowl, I was there. But because I had a place to stay, I got friends there, and it was going to work out where I was basically, there was a flight that was like 2 hours after the race that I was just going to jump on that and be there. But there was no way for me to make it work flight-wise where I could do everything I need to do around there. And I got to tell you, I don't like Atlanta.
You don't love the Cougars is what it boils down to.
You know what? I've spent more than enough money on UH football games over the year. It's just a bowl game.
Who's running the ESPN 97.5 account, John? Is that you?
No, that's Andy.
Good Lord, why? Andy.
What did he, what?
Which host is most likely to be a Jedi Knight? Barry Warner, the Mighty Gwyn, Raheel, Sean, John, me, or Fred?
You two would be Siths.
Oh, absolutely. I've made no bones about being... I have a baseball jersey with Sith on the back of it.
Yeah.
I've been a big fan of the Sith for a long time. They're misunderstood. The Jedis are really the bad guys.
I would say Raheel.
Maybe so.
Of all those names, it would be Raheel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably.
I'd be neither Sith nor Jedi. I'm more of a Han Solo type.
Okay, I could see that. I would be full on Sith though. I would have, you know, the horns and everything.
And Salisbury would be my Wookiee.
Yeah. So. Okay. There you go. We've solved it for you. Probably should have asked us before he tweeted that out. We could have told him. I'm not even sure what Barry Warner would be.
He's obviously in Ewok.
I was going to kind of go Yoda, but
he's obviously an Ewok.
And what about Dylan Gwynn?
Dylan Gwynn actually looks like Darth Vader with his mask off.
I think he's more Jabba.
It could be that too.
Yeah.
Could be that too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. The conversation has been started.
All right.
How soon are you going to go see that movie?
After I see The Hateful Eight.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
My
tentative plan is go see The Hateful Eight on Christmas, and then after that, maybe go see Star Wars the same day.
Yeah.
Although that's going to be a lot of time in the theater because this is apparently the longest of all of Tarantino's movies, which is saying a lot.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Good Lord. All right.
So. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713. Get a lot of people calling Barry Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, he's not as fat.
No. No.
I mean, if you see that guy in real life, he looks kind of like an Ewok. Like, it's legit.
What is Jong?
Like, even the way he walks, he kind of marches more than walks. Jong is like a C-3PO.
Yeah.
With that bald head, that shiny head.
Yeah.
It's definitely C-3PO.
I agree.
Plus, C-3PO is really good at math.
not so much.
Whatever. You need to really start.
Well, C-3PO is a computer, so I use my iPhone as a calculator.
You're just like a computer.
Yeah.
Same thing.
And I guess I fix things around here. Who sings
better? C-3PO or Jong?
Jong.
That's right.
Yeah. Joshua wants to know who would be the hated Jar Jar. That's Philpott.
No. Philpott's a hero in this story. Philpott, if anyone, should be the Jedi.
Philpott's Jar Jar.
No.
Derek says Barry is Emperor Palpatine.
No.
Nah. I don't really see that.
Fred is more like Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah, I could go with that. I would like being Emperor Palpatine, except I would not lose. Because I would have wiped out those Jedi a lot sooner. 713-780-ESPN.
What a waste of time this has been.
Yeah, thank you for that, Andy. Jeez. Go tweet your Aggie pictures. Austin, you're on the Blitz. What's up?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
So a buddy of mine asked me today if I think that Bill O'Brien is maybe actually be the coach that we need. I think I might actually touch on this a little bit yesterday. Just given the fact that you know, we're not really a team chock full of talent, but he was able to go take us, you know, 9-7 last year. And it looks like if we beat the Colts, we may be 9-7 again this year. I mean, those aren't astounding numbers, but it's two decent seasons with a talent or with a team that doesn't have, you know, that much talent on the roster, you know, with Arian Foster being out all year and all that. So he was, you know, I just want to see if you guys agree that, you know, Bill O'Brien may actually be the right coach for us. We just need to get more talent, you know, surrounding this team and all that, and I'll show you a listen.
I don't know. I mean, it depends if, I mean, this, you're not chock full of talent, but you've got about 500 talent. I mean, you're not devoid of talent. You've got the best defensive player in football. You know, you've got a great wide receiver, a number one wide receiver. I mean, you've got some guys. You've spent a lot of money on free agents. I don't know that. I mean, this isn't the a roster like this shouldn't be going 4-12. You know what I mean?
I think obviously there's a problem at running back with Foster out. You didn't
no doubt
prepare for that, and you've never really dealt with your quarterback issue. Everything else, you've got enough to be a team that can win a division, but those are really important positions, especially if you don't have a great quarterback. You better have a great running game. You don't really have it. So I don't think the talent is that bad, especially defensively. I've got an awful lot of number one picks on that side of the ball. But I think there's some key holes, and I don't know whether Bill O'Brien can coach or not. I really don't. I've seen mediocrity is what I've seen.
Yeah.
And when they hired him and I said, you hire a guy out of college, you hope you're getting Jim Harbaugh, but you might be getting Greg Schiano. And I've seen a little bit of both in this guy, which means I don't know how good he is. 9-7 and 8-8, your first 2 years. That's just mediocre.
I don't know for sure yet that he's the wrong coach.
Yeah,
I'm not willing to say he's
not,
the right
I'm not
coach.
Punting on him, even if they were to lose out here. He gets another year. But the leash is pretty short once you get into next year. And if you don't come out and get a quarterback at some point and do something at that position, then you're gone next year. Especially if you go 7-9, 8-8 again.
Yeah.
Which I think is about, I mean, I don't see anything that would change going into next year if you don't make some big moves. And how do we trust them to draft well? They just don't. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right. This is a horrible topic, but I'll give credit to a couple people here. ATX, Salisbury's Greedo. Okay, that was very good. Right, and then yeah. A texter said Barry is Admiral Ackbar. I think that's perfect.
It's a good one,
too. It's a trap.
It's a trap. So, well done, people.
I got no problem with those.
Yeah. I no argument here. Somebody else said that Salisbury is Kenobi. Yeah, Dre said that. Said Warner, Jar Jar, Granado, Lando, Raheel, Mace Windu, AJ Solo, I'm Palpatine, Salisbury's Kenobi. I think I'm going to go with Admiral Ackbar and Greedo. I think those work.
Okay.
Let's try a phone call. Brandon, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys. I'm a huge Texans fan, you know, ever since day one. I just, for whatever reason, you know, I hear a lot of people talking about the possibilities of us going 9-7. I just, man, I can't hop on that bandwagon. I we may be favored our last couple games, but, you know, I don't see any realistic scenario where we do end up 9-7. I mean, you know, I guess people are still, you know, seeing the, you know, that we could end up in the playoffs, and they're kind of overlooking how bad of a season this has been. I don't know. I wanted to hear your best thoughts on it, and, you know, I'll hang up and listen.
Listen, if this team does make the playoffs, it's not going to suddenly have been a good season.
No, right. and I hope they recognize that, and I kind of think they do based on what McNair said the other day about getting a quarterback. But having said that, if you're in this position with three games left, it's always better to make the playoffs, as long as you're not fooling yourself into thinking you're a good team. And that if you want to get to that next step, there are significant changes that you need to make. And I think that's how they're looking at it. And if they are, great. I'd still rather see you in the playoffs. It's a good experience for some of these guys who haven't been there before to see how much further they need to get as players. And the coaches need to see the differences when they get into the playoffs, that they have to be better, especially O'Brien. I think it'd be good for him. But I don't know that it's – I still have a sneaking suspicion that they win this week and then they lose one of those other games and wind up not making it.
That could easily happen.
Yeah.
Austin says, are there any backup quarterbacks on an NFL roster that you would consider making a starting quarterback? They're all starters now. Like, look around the NFL. All the backup quarterbacks are now the starters. I mean, the only guys I can think of, I mean, maybe Brock Osweiler. I haven't seen enough to know for sure.
Yeah, but he's not going anywhere.
No. I'm just saying that's the only guy I can think of that would even warrant consideration. Coming into the season, I mean, maybe you would have thought Mark Sanchez, but we've seen Mark Sanchez's deal a couple times this year, and it's not good.
Usually there's one guy that everybody says, well, if he just gets a chance. And for a while it was Nick Foles.
Yeah.
And then it was Kirk Cousins. Well, Kirk Cousins is probably set in Washington now. So if you're the Texans and you're looking for a Matt Schaub type deal, I don't know who's out there that really fits that. What you would be doing is gambling with one of these guys who've already failed, like RG3 or Colin Kaepernick or something like that. That's more realistic, I think. And is that addressing the problem? It's an attempt.
Yeah.
You know, if you feel like you can get more out of those guys than what the current people are, then yeah, I think it's – but I just don't know. I mean, I would you feel good if you go into next season and you've got RG3 as your starting quarterback and he's presumably healthy and
no.
Bill O'Brien says, hey, this guy's really taken to our offense?
No.
No, you wouldn't. Let's try Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Sports guys. To add another quarterback to that whole situation, maybe Landry from Steelers. I don't know, he kind of showed a little something. But anyway, my question is, I'm a Cowboys fan. I called you guys like a couple of months ago asking, you know, we get Romo back, you know, will they have a chance to make the playoffs? Well, you know, that didn't come to fruition. So, but since we're going to have such a bad record, do you think we need to draft a quarterback, and what are the chances that we do draft a quarterback for the future? And what do you guys think about the top three quarterbacks in the draft out of Lynch, Kessler, and Goff from California?
Actually, the top three are probably Lynch, Goff, and Cook.
Yeah.
I like all those guys. I don't like them where they're going to be drafted.
I don't like any of them with a first-round pick. Yeah, and three or four of them are going to go.
Anything before 20 to me is too high. I could see you're 22nd, and Paxton Lynch is sitting there. Great.
My guess is the Cowboys look at outside linebacker or secondary depth. To me, that's probably priorities for them. Tony Romo's their guy. They believe in Tony Romo, and they could draft a guy like Jared Goff, but I don't think they're going to be better with him. I don't think he's better than Tony Romo. So.
No, I mean, if you draft him, hopefully you're drafting him for 3 years down the road.
Right.
And you can't use a high pick on a guy like that anymore. You really can't. And what you have to do is get lucky like Green Bay did, and you get Aaron Rodgers in the 20s, and you stash him for a few years.
Yeah.
And if the Cowboys could do something like that, and probably a second-round pick would be more likely, get a guy that they think they can stash for a couple of years who can learn behind Romo and, you know, be ready in case you have more injury problems. I think that the bigger concern now with Romo is how often is this going to happen with him breaking his damn collarbones and everything else. And if you have to go through another season like this, he's missed time before, but he's also been, he's been a guy you could count on most years. But you just start to wonder, you get to this age, you start re-injuring things. Is that a concern moving forward? And whoever you draft, you wind up having to play them a lot sooner than you want.
Yeah, it'll. I'm going to go linebacker or defensive tackle for Dallas, and I'd bet that kid from Ole Miss, if he's still around, that might be the guy for the Cowboys.
And they're going to have a pretty high pick when it all plays out. So it's hard to say without knowing where they're picking yet, and that's why when everybody wants to speculate on who might the Texans take, and it's almost impossible to know right now because we don't know where they're going to
be. Well, what we do know is the Cowboys are currently one win ahead of the three teams that are 3-10.
Right.
San Diego, Cleveland, and Tennessee are all 3-10. Dallas is in a group of four with four wins. So, I mean, they're probably, I mean, as it stands now, they're looking at top seven, and I wouldn't expect that. I mean, I don't think they're going to beat the Jets. I don't think they're winning at the Bills.
Yeah.
Maybe the Redskins, I don't know. So if I just say they're going to have four wins, you're probably picking top three or four.
Yeah. All right. Quick break. We come back. Christopher Harris, fantasy football expert. If you've got questions for him, text him in at 713-780-3776. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And that music means it's time for our good friend Christopher Harris, fantasy football expert, runs HarrisFootball.com. You can follow Chris on Twitter, at HarrisFootball. If your team's still alive in the playoffs, good for you. So I'm not. How are your teams doing, Christopher?
I got a couple of semifinals here starting tonight. I have to root against Doug Martin. He's one of my favorite players. I have to root against him. That's no good.
Well, you know what? That's part of it, though. And you know that. You're a genius at this. So deal with it. Let's start with some running backs, because how much can you trust Todd Gurley, who obviously came back with a pretty good game last week? And I think what we've seen with him is if he runs for 100-plus yards, the Rams play well, and if he doesn't, they don't. How much do you trust him tonight against Tampa?
You just put him in there. Don't even worry about how much you trust him, how much you don't trust him. I mean, you know, my thing on the podcast is I just try to stick to this idea that the guys we know are better players than everyone else. As bleak as it sometimes can look, you just got to use them. You know, and Todd Gurley on film, I've watched every carry of his entire NFL career at this point. He's just a different kind of cat. You know, it's not a good line. It's a terrible quarterback. There's no receivers. And there are going to be games where he gets stuffed, and one tonight can be one of them. But I don't care. You have to use him. I admit I wavered a little bit after a couple not-so-good weeks, after the Bengals game in particular. You know, you just